Greetings, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. Today, the composition of the articles are going to be for April the 16th, day after taxes. A side note, I don't do taxes no more. My wife does them online. Thank God. She just tells me, sign here, honey, the executive. Learn to listen. Today, article is on James 1:19, Amplified Bible, that says, understand this, my beloved brethren, let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and slow to get angry. So I ask you today to please praise Jesus that he will use you to be a blessing to others, to have your antennas up and a heart of listening with compassion. We all have those people. Can you imagine that person right now? Who listens to you with compassion? Who loves you? Who hears your quack, 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 and then just looks into the future with compassion to you? And you can tell that they're with you. They're not going nowhere. They want the best for you. Amen. So, let's go ahead and pray. Jesus Christ, we ask you, Jesus, you have email. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Jesus, that you're with us. You said you will always be with us. Carry us and walk with us. Give us counsel through your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, we ask you for supplies for this day. Today are the supplies to meet today's challenges. Today are the supplies to meet the needs for today. Thank you, Lord, for fulfilling our purpose. Thank you for your promises in your word, that how you will fulfill your word as we say it with faith, believing. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will believe, we will be thankful, and we will receive, hallelujah, we will receive your love, we will receive your provisions, we will receive your benefits. Daily, you load us with benefits. We thank you for all the benefits. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace, your multitude of blessings for this day to take care of today, hallelujah, to meet the needs of today. We thank you, Father God in heaven. One day at a time. Hallelujah. Psalm 27:13. I remain confident in this, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And that's today, Father. We thank you that we see your goodness, Lord. Thank you, Lord God in the heavens. Lord, we just work to better ourselves, to believe in the great, mighty, wonderful, powerful God. To believe that you're the great, powerful, good, wholesome, loving Father. And we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. They all point to you, they say. Father God, thank you for your plan and for your purpose for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. I want to hit it over the fence on today, that this is the day that God has supplied us with abundant benefits. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen us with power through his Spirit in our inner being, that we may accomplish those things and demonstrate how powerful and how great Father God is. Amen. His love is in our stomachs. His presence is in our inner being. The power of the Holy Spirit just strengthens us. And we say, thank you, Father. Thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So that we may be imitators through faith and patience and hear the promises, Hebrews 6:12. So that we may not be sluggish, unbelieving, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So that's where it starts, folks. It starts right now, right in the now of this microsecond where the Father is, where his Father is. Can you imagine just waiting today and having love? That's the key, having God's love and believing in his promises, that's the signal we're sending out. We're in love. We're thankful and grateful for the things around us. Our ears are perked up. Hallelujah. And we thank God. Even if we're hurting, even if we're in want, we say, we read that God's word contains more than 5,000 promises. So it is safely to say that he offers so much help for us, deliverance in any situation we face. He's all over us. You know, all we need to have is faith and patience. The help that available gives us joy, gives us, we're just excited and hopeful that he dumps his blessings on us just for today. All the resources and all the help for today. We inherit his promises. Hallelujah. We are patient, Lord. Thank you, God, for this is the day. We are waiting today as we are get busy. We get busy as we're waiting. We know that Father God is on it. We know that we sent the ship out. We know that any distress signals and balloons are up, that SOS. Jesus, you got mail. Jesus, you have email. We ask you, Jesus, to fill our accounts to overflowing. Fill today's is the answer to today's needs, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We stand fast the good fight of faith, Lord. Lord, we break through this day because we stand firm in our hearts and our minds, and we praise you, and we're sure and know it that you hear us, Lord, and we have the answer of what you hear us. Thank you for supplying all our needs, Lord. Vehicles, houses, health, attitude, joy, love. We are in love today. Thank you, Lord, that we are in love with your love. God's love is in our hearts and easily to see. His timing is perfect. His love is all over us. He's given us his grace not to give up. It's just too much evidence. We wait on our supplies today. Hallelujah. We believe in miracles in Jesus' name. I believe in miracles in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I believe in the good that's on his way. Hallelujah. For the Lord died for us all, so that we may live abundantly and not live only for ourselves, but for him, for the Father God, who raised us again for his sake. Hallelujah. We're raised with Jesus Christ. We're in it to win it. We live according to the Spirit of God and have the joy and the goodness. We put our trust in the Lord and praise him all day long. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we're not worried about or anxious. We are permanently joyful this day. Can we be joyful just for today? That's the key, Father, that you've given us. That's the key. Our imaginations are in your love and your word and your promises, Lord. That's where our imaginations are. Hallelujah. We thank you. Sufficient for today is the answers to any troubles. Sufficient for today are the answers for today's troubles. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord and give him praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name. Go in God's love and spirit. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. May the Lord smile on you and hold you up and fix you up, that is evident all over the world, that your daddy is rich and is well known all over the world. Be blessed for listening to this. Be blessed. Say, I am. Are you blessed? Say, I am. I am blessed in Jesus' name. Just go around saying, I am, and smile. I am. You prayed. I am. That's the answer that today needs, because the blessings are over our heads. It says that God, millions of thoughts God has for us. And they're all blessings. Use your dream catcher, your promise catcher, by saying, I am. Throw out there. We're like fishing for miracles. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. We're fishing for miracles. I am. Are you in love? Say, I am. Remember, love, love, love. Tender love is the secret. Love those you are working with. Love those who work with you. Love those you serve. Love those who serve you. Dwell on that thought. God is love. You feel a little bit of love? Say, I am. And then say, I am in love. Link it up with, I and my Father are one. Say, I am. I and my Father are one. Say that. I and the Father are one. I am. Dwell on these sayings on earth and see the love in operation. Activate God's love by saying, I am. I and the Father are one. If it was God who acted then with love at the cross, that's the perfect love performed for us. We activate those actions, those wonders that Jesus did. Then we too put on his love. We activate those actions he did for our lives. Perfect love means perfect forgiveness of others, letting things go. Hallelujah. We see where God forgives over 400 times in one day. Why shall we not do the same? There's no lack of forgiveness for the love that we have. God is love. He doesn't judge. God is love. No resentment. God is love. All patience. God is love. All power. Isn't God all power? So let's prove to the world that God is love. That means God is all power. God is love. That means God is all supply. All you need to have is love to God and man and yourself. Love to God ensures obedience to every wish. That's the obedience, folks, is to receive and amplify the love of God. Say, I am. Every obedience, love is the fulfilling of the law. We fulfill it through what Jesus has taught us. Jesus gave us the ability to love, and now we have fulfilled the law. We are always asking and praying for much love. Amen. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. Today, the composition of the articles are going to be for April the 16th, day after taxes. Here we go. To a side note, I don't do taxes no more. My wife doesn't online. Thank God, huh? Woohoo, she just tells me, sign here, honey, the executive. Learn to listen. Today, article is on James 1:19, Amplified Bible, that says, understand this, my beloved brethren, let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and slow to get angry. So I ask you today to please praise Jesus that he will use you to be a blessing to others, to have your antennas up and a heart of listening with compassion. We all have those people. Can you imagine that person right now? Who listens to you with compassion? Who loves you? Who hears your quack, quack, quack and then just looks into the future with compassion to you? And you can tell that they're with you. They're not going nowhere. They want the best for you. Amen. So, let's go ahead and pray. Jesus Christ, we ask you, Jesus, you have email. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Jesus, that you're with us. You said you will always be with us. Carry us and walk with us. Give us counsel through your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, we ask you for supplies for this day. Today are the supplies for to meet today's challenges. Today are the supplies to meet the needs for today. Thank you, Lord, for fulfilling our purpose. Thank you for your promises in your word, that how you will fulfill your word as we say it with faith, believing. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will believe, we will be thankful, and we will receive. Hallelujah. We will receive your love, we will receive your provisions, we will receive your benefits. Daily, you load us with benefits. We thank you for all the benefits. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace, your multitude of blessings for this day to take care of today. Hallelujah. To meet the needs of today. We thank you, Father God in heaven. One day at a time. Hallelujah. Psalm 27:13. I remain confident in this, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And that's today, Father. We thank you that we see your goodness, Lord. Thank you, Lord God in the heavens. Lord, we just work to better ourselves, to believe in the great, mighty, wonderful, powerful God. To believe that you're the great, powerful, good, wholesome, loving Father. And we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. They all point to you, they say. Father God, thank you for your plan and for your purpose for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. I want to hit it over the fence on today, that this is the day that God has supplied us with abundant benefits. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen us with power through his Spirit in our inner being, that we may accomplish those things and demonstrate how powerful and how great Father God is. Amen. His love is in our stomachs. His presence is in our in being. The power of the Holy Spirit just strengthens us. And we say, thank you, Father. Thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So that we may be imitators through faith and patience, and inherit the promises, Hebrews 6:12. So that we may not be sluggish, unbelieving, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So that's where it starts, folks. It starts right now, right in the now of this microsecond where the Father is, where his Father is. Can you imagine just waiting today and having love? That's the key, having God's love and believing in his promises, that's the signal we're sending out. We're in love. We're thankful and grateful for the things around us. Our ears are perked up. Hallelujah. And we thank God. Even if we're hurting, even if we're in want, we say, we read that God's word contains more than 5,000 promises. So it is safely to say that he offers so much help for us, deliverance in any situation we face. He's all over us. You know, all we need to have is faith and patience. The help that available gives us joy, gives us, we're just excited and hopeful that he dumps his blessings on us. Just for today, all the resources and all the help for today. We inherit his promises. Hallelujah. We are patient, Lord. Thank you, God, for this is the day. We are waiting today as we are get busy. We get busy as we're waiting. We know that Father God is on it. We know that we sent the ship out. We know that any distress signals and balloons are up, that SOS. Jesus, you got mail. Jesus, you have email. We ask you, Jesus, to fill our accounts to overflowing. Fill today's is the answer to today's needs, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And we stand fast the good fight of faith, Lord. Lord, we break through this day because we stand firm in our hearts and our minds. And we praise you and we're sure and know it that you hear us, Lord. And we have the answer of what you hear us. Thank you for supplying all our needs, Lord. Vehicles, houses, health, attitude, joy, love. We are in love today. Thank you, Lord, that we are in love with your love. God's love is in our hearts and easily to see. His timing is perfect. His love is all over us. He's given us his grace not to give up. It's just too much evidence. We wait on our supplies today. Hallelujah. We believe in miracles in Jesus' name. I believe in miracles in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I believe in the good that's on his way. Hallelujah. For the Lord died for us all, so that we may live abundantly and not live only for ourselves, but to and for him, for the Father God, who raised us again for his sake. Hallelujah. We're raised with Jesus Christ. We're in it to win it. We live according to the Spirit of God and have the joy and the goodness. We put our trust in the Lord and praise him all day long. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we're not worried about or anxious. We are permanently joyful this day. Can we be joyful just for today? That's the key, Father, that you've given us. That's the key. Our imaginations are in your love and your word and your promises, Lord. That's where our imaginations are. Hallelujah. We thank you. Sufficient for today is the answers to any troubles. Sufficient for today are the answers for today's troubles. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord and give him praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name. Go in God's love and spirit. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. May the Lord smile on you and hold you up and fix you up, that is evident all over the world, that your daddy is rich and is well known all over the world. Be blessed for listening to this. Be blessed. Say, I am. Are you blessed? Say, I am. I am blessed in Jesus' name. Just go around saying, I am, and smile. I am. You prayed. I am. That's the answer that today needs, because the blessings are over our heads. It says that God, millions of thoughts God has for us. And they're all blessings. Use your dream catcher, your promise catcher, by saying, I am. Throw out there. We're like fishing for miracles. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. We're fishing for miracles. I am. Are you in love? Say, I am. Remember, love, love, love. Tender love is the secret. Love those you are working with. Love those who work with you. Love those you serve. Love those who serve you. Dwell on that thought. God is love. You feel a little bit of love? Say, I am. And then say, I am in love. Link it up with, I and my Father are one. Say, I am. I and my Father are one. Say that. I and the Father are one. I am. Dwell on these sayings on earth and see the love in operation. Activate God's love by saying, I am. I and the Father are one. If it was God who acted then with love, at the cross, that's the perfect love performed for us. We activate those actions, those wonders that Jesus did. Then we too put on his love. We activate those actions he did for our lives. Perfect love means perfect forgiveness of others, letting things go. Hallelujah. We see where God forgives over 400 times in one day, why shall we not do the same? There's no lack of forgiveness for the love that we have. God is love. He doesn't judge. God is love. No resentment. God is love. All patience. God is love. All power. Isn't God all power? So let's prove to the world that God is love. That means God is all power. God is love. That means God is all supply. All you need to have is love to God and man and yourself. Love to God ensures obedience to every wish. That's the obedience, folks, is to receive and amplify the love of God. Say, I am. Every obedience, love is the fulfilling of the law. We fulfill it through what Jesus has taught us. Jesus gave us the ability to love, and now we have fulfilled the law. We are always asking and praying for much love. Amen.